Chapter 2. Therefore, in the persons which I have previously mentioned, I have beheld your whole multitude in faith and love. And so, I exhort you to be careful and to do all things in the harmony of God. The overseer presiding in the place of God, and the elders in the place of the Congress of the Envoys, and the ministers, who are so dear to me, are entrusted with a ministry of Jesus the Anointed One, who before the ages was with the Father and appeared to us at the end. Therefore, let all of you respect one another in conformity with God's will. And let no man regard his neighbor with eyes of flesh. Instead, in Jesus the Anointed One, love one another at all times. Let there be nothing among you to divide you. Instead, be united with the overseer and with those who are set over you, so that you may afford a model and teaching of incorruptibility. Therefore, in the same way that the Lord, being one with the Father, did nothing, either in his own person or through the envoys, without the Father, so none of you should do anything without the overseer and the elders. Nor should you try to make something out to be reasonable, merely because it seems so to you personally. Instead, let there be one prayer, one petition, one mind, one hope in love, in blameless joy, which is Jesus the Anointed One, who is the most excellent of all. All of you, hasten together as to one inner sanctum of God, to one sacrificial altar, to one Jesus the Anointed One, who proceeded forth from one Father, and in whom he is, and to whom he has returned. Do not be led astray by different opinions, nor by old fables which are unprofitable. For to now go on living according to Judaism is to deny that we have received favor. For remember that the most divine prophets lived according to the Anointed One Jesus, and for this reason they were persecuted. They were inspired by his favor, so that the unbelievers might be fully assured that there is one God, who has manifested himself in Jesus the Anointed One, his Son, who is his account proceeding forth from silence, and who, in all things, was pleasing to him who sent him. Therefore, how shall we be able to live apart from him, seeing that the prophets were his disciples in the Spirit, and expected him as their master, and that those who were brought up in the old order have come to a newness of hope? They no longer observe Sabbaths. Instead, they keep the Lord's Day, on which, through him and through his death, our life arose. And through this mystery, which some deny, we have received the faith. And so, we persevere in the hope that we may be found as disciples of Jesus the Anointed One, our only teacher. And because of this mystery, he, whom the prophets rightly waited for, came and raised them from the dead. Therefore, let us not be ungrateful for his kindness. For were he to reward us according to our words, we should cease to exist. So, let us become his disciples. Let us learn to live a life that Christianity calls for. For no one with any other name than this can belong to God. Therefore, put away the bad leaven, which is old and stale, and be converted into the new leaven, which is Jesus the Anointed One. Be salted with him, lest any one of you should be utterly destroyed, since by your scent will you be judged. It is unsuitable to preach Jesus the Anointed One and to practice Judaism. For Christianity did not believe in Judaism, but instead Judaism in Christianity. It was in this that every tongue believed and were gathered together in God. But do not think that I have heard that any among you, my beloved, are practicing Judaism. Instead, I say these things, small as I am in comparison with yourselves, to forewarn you against being caught on the hooks of vain teaching. Instead, I hope that you may be fully convinced of the birth and the suffering and the resurrection which took place during the season of the leadership of Pontius Pilatus. These things were truly and certainly done by Jesus the Anointed One, our hope, and may none of you be turned aside from this hope.